This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You can call them cold water shrimp or pink shrimp, northern shrimp. You can call them anything you like, actually. But it's probably been a good couple of years since you've enjoyed sweet Maine shrimp. Maine shrimp stocks are officially considered collapsed, and so for a third straight year, regulators have shut that fishery down. But some fishermen up there are catching a limited amount, all in the name of science. Carolyn Losnick has the story from Portland, Maine.
There's going to be a battle on the auction for these things today.
George Parr, a fish wholesaler, is getting ready to buy Maine shrimp at the Portland Fish Exchange, a seafood auction.
They're still bearing eggs, which is a good thing because while they're still bearing eggs, they're sweeter. Once they've spawned out, the meat becomes very soft and not as desirable.
The shrimp are still alive, and wholesale buyers like Parr are paying more than double what they paid last year.
Say when, $6.50.
During the last commercial shrimp season, dealers paid on average less than $2 a pound. This year, it's more than $8. Today, every last shrimp gets snatched up at the auction in 5 minutes.
Even as good as the shrimp bar, it's still a stupid price for shrimp. Oh, I got the bid at 8:20.
Hours earlier, Marshall Alexander caught this shrimp on his trawler, the DD May 2. Alexander has been a fisherman for more than 50 years. And even though Maine shrimp fishery is closed for the third straight season, he's catching shrimp, but not nearly as much as he once did.
They want to manage by letting a certain percentage of them make sure they spawn before we catch them.
Alexander is one of six fishermen participating in a government research program this winter that allows a limited catch in the Gulf of Maine. Fishermen are required to collect a few small samples each day they fish as part of the program. And this is the part of the research that is creating quite a buzz. The fishermen are allowed to sell the part of their catch that doesn't go to the lab.
We wanted them to be able to catch something as compensation.
That's Maggie Hunter, a biologist at Maine's Department of Marine Resources, who is managing the study.
So we're paying them in shrimp, basically. So we hope that they catch enough to, you know, to make the trip worthwhile for them.
The total haul of shrimp from the program, which runs until early April, will only be about 6% of what Maine fishermen caught the last time they had a season. But Hunter says it's important to get data every year.
Well, we're collecting the samples mainly to measure the shrimp and count how many eggs they're carrying and to determine the timing of the egg hatch.
Before the closures, shrimp seasons lasted a lot longer. The harvests were worth $6.5 million 6 years ago. So Hunter says the program's significance goes beyond just the research.
I think it's good to keep shrimp in the news and to keep a few on the market for some lucky people to be able to eat.
Almost half of today's catch goes to an out-of-state buyer who sells it to sushi bars in Boston and New York. But some of the catch stays closer to home.
It doesn't last more than a day, even with the prices being skyrocketed.
That's Connor Vincent, an employee at Harbor Fish Market in Portland. And not far away, at 4th Street Restaurant, owner and head chef Sam Hayward hopes to score some too.
We love them. It's one of those things that expresses delicious Maine seafood in the winter when many other seafood products aren't available to us.
And customers do ask about the shrimp.
We love them and we remember them. We want them back. Are you going to be bringing them in?
To which he always says,
nobody wishes we could get them more than we do. There's nothing that will really quite equal Maine shrimp's place in our communities and on our tables.
But even with limited fishing, scientists say they are concerned. The Gulf of Maine has been warming over the past decade, creating an inhospitable environment for the creatures. From Portland, Maine, I'm Caroline Losnick for Marketplace.